Good day, students. You're about to enter Level B of Excellence in Spelling, based on the Blended Sound Sight program of learning. You are entering Level B either because of your placement on an aptitude test or because you successfully passed the final exam of Level A. Congratulations. If you are new to the program, note that you should first study a flashcard, trying to memorize the rule, jingle, or hint. Spell orally the sample words and preview the list B on the back of the card. You will have noticed that the animal pictures on the card, and more specifically their names, illustrate the spelling rule. The caiman illustrates the AI rule, and the manta ray the AY. Prepare for each new lesson by reviewing the flashcards in this way, and you will move through the lessons much faster. Do you feel somewhat confident? In addition, we suggest you find zoo card number 1 and mount it on your bedroom wall to begin your phonetic zoo collection. When beginning each new lesson, find the corresponding card. As your animal collection grows, so will your spelling ability. When you first try a lesson, you may have several errors. Don't worry, this is normal. If you practice each day and use the flashcards to help, you will ultimately master each list, but it will take time. In some cases, you might have to do one lesson several times before attaining a perfect score. But by listening to the rule again and again, and practicing the lesson until every word is easy, you will be able to score 100% and then move on to the next lesson. Get ready with your pen and have your paper numbered 1 to 15. If the lesson goes too quickly and you can't write fast enough, don't worry. It's okay to skip a word and just pick up the next one. It may take you a few times to get the hang of it. But relax. This is not a test. It is a practice. The final exam will come later after you have learned dozens of spelling rules and hundreds of words. You may now begin the first lesson. Ready? Go.
Excellence in Spelling, Lesson 1.
The spelling rule is, when AI says A as in claim and chain, it comes in the middle as in train and pain. But when AY says A as in J and portray, it comes at the end, see decay and delay. Don't let suffixes betray you as in decayed. The root never changes, see playful and played. The first word is claimed. She claimed to have been my great aunt. Claimed. The second word is slain. The dragon was slain before it could do more harm. Slain. The third word is strain. Sadly, it placed a strain on our family. Strain.
The spelling rule is, when AI says A as in claim and chain, it comes in the middle as in train and pain. But when AY says A as in J and portray, it comes at the end, see decay and delay. Don't let suffixes betray you, as in decayed. The root never changes, see playful and played. The next word is Wednesday. We will be visiting our grandfather on Wednesday. Wednesday. The word is complaining. Complaining of a headache, my sister went to bed early. Complaining. The word is mailed. Someone mailed a very large package. Mailed.
The spelling rule is, when AI says A as in claim and chain, it comes in the middle as in train and pain. But when AY says A as in J and portray, it comes at the end, see decay and delay. Don't let suffixes betray you as in decayed. The root never changes, see playful and played. The next word is hailed. Have the townspeople hailed your sister as a hero? Hailed. The word is regaining. We are regaining our composure. Regaining. The word is painter. A painter arrived to redecorate her room. Painter.
The spelling rule is, when AI says A as in claim and in chain, it comes in the middle, as in train and pain. But when AY says A as in J and portray, it comes at the end, see decay and delay. Don't let suffixes betray you, as in decayed. The root never changes, see playful and played. The next word is restrained. Fortunately, my father never panicked, but was very restrained. Restrained. The word is complaint. Discouraged by the bad service, Father filed a written complaint. Complaint. The word is delayed. Since the verdict was delayed, we became agitated. Delayed.
The spelling rule is, when AI says A as in claim and chain, it comes in the middle as in train and pain. But when AY says A as in J and portray, it comes at the end, see decay and delay. Don't let suffixes betray you as in decayed. The root never changes, see playful and played. The next word is sailor. My uncle is a sailor. Sailor. The word is grained. Seated near the jury, I kept my eyes fixed on the smooth, grained floor. Grained. The last word is decayed. Part of the floor seemed to have become decayed. Decayed.
We will now spell the words so you can correct them. Claimed. C-L-A-I-M-E-D. C-L-A-I-M-E-D. Slain. S-L-A-I-M-E-D. A-I-N, S-L-A-I-N. Strain, S-T-R-A-I-N, S-T-R-A-I-N. Wednesday, W-E-D, N-E-S-D-A-Y, W-E-D, N-E-S-D-A-Y. Complaining, C-O-M-P-L-A-I-N-I-N-G. C-O-M-P-L-A-I-N-I-N-G. Mailed. M-A-I-L-E-D. M-A-I-L-E-D. Hailed. H-A-I-L-E-D. H-A-I-L-E-D. Regaining. R-E-G-A-I-N-I-N-G. R-E-G-A-I-N-I-N-G. Painter. P-A-I-N-T-E-R. P-A-I-N-T-E-R. Restrained. R-E-S-T-R-A-I-N-E-D. R-E-S-T-R-A-I-N-E-D. Complaint. C-O-M-P-L-A-I-N-T. C-O-M-P-L-A-I-N-T. Delayed. D-E-L-A-Y-E-D. D-E-L-A-Y-E-D. Sailor. S-A-I-L-O-R. S-A-I-L-O-R. Grained. G-R-A-I-N-E-D. G-R-A-I-N-E-D. Decayed. D-E-C-A-Y-E-D. D-E-C-A-Y-E-D. If all words were correctly spelled, you're doing great. Move on to the next lesson tomorrow. If you had one or more errors, study your errors and repeat the same lesson again. You'll get it soon. Don't look at the words tomorrow before the test. Good job.
Now that you have begun to work with Lesson 1, you should also begin to collect your spelling errors from all your other subjects, science, socials, Bible study, reading, and of course words from your written compositions. Over the next week or two, try to collect at least 10, but no more than 20, writing them neatly on the flashcard for Lesson number 5. When you have mastered the words in Lesson number 4, your personal spelling for Lesson 5 will be ready to study. The personal spelling is a very important part of this program, so after you finish Lesson 5, begin collecting words for Lesson 10. Now, take a break and come back tomorrow.